Mitchell and Doug Mitchell. Where'd that come from? Robin Mitchell.
I have no idea.
Oh, you know where it came from? Robin Marshall is here with me. Robin Mitchell used to be a television reporter in Boston. And I had a little hoochie-coo with her a long time
please.
Ago.
Oh, but please. Listen, if you want to keep me as a co-host, use the right name. There's okay. The New York coming out in me.
Doug Stevens here. I always love it when somebody pulls that. All right, so anyway, Robin and Doug with stories. People have asked this question this week about what we are doing. What we are doing is finding stories about people that are extraordinary. Things, people that you'd like to know, and the stories are important stories that are basically not being told. Stories that you may experience, people that you'd run up against perhaps in a circumstance and think, wow, this is a great story. Why doesn't somebody tell this story or these stories? So Robin and I have decided we want to tell some of these stories. And with that, I think about how so many people are wrapped up in these dancing shows now. Dancing with the Stars. There's a
So you think you can dance?
What do you have for dinner if you're a dancer? Or whatever the shows are that are around. But here's a story about a lady that is unequal. I mean, when you hear Robin tell you the story, you'll wonder, how in the world does this woman do it?
Well, let me just say this, and I'm not trying to bring it back to me, but there's just a point of reference that I feel is so important to share. Being the mom of five kids, and all five of them were competition dancers.
Wow.
I mean, that's my life. All right.
Yeah.
Now, my son would kill me if I told, you know, that he was one of them.
Why, he's ashamed of not...
Well, I mean, you know, no boy wants to admit that they were a competition dancer.
Yeah.
But now he's the keeper for his college team, so I swear that the footwork he does now comes from dancing then. But the bottom line is the recitals, the competitions, the tours, the classes, the anxiety of watching your child on stage, you know, holding your breath until they're done. These are the things that go along with being the mother of a dancer, let alone being the dancer. And now my kids were involved in jazz and hip-hop and tap. But we talk about this little girl. When I say little, she was 19. Her name is Mali, and she was a promising professional ballerina. Big difference between a jazz hip-hop dancer and a ballerina. I mean, such strong dedication. And what happened to this child is she lost her right arm in a car accident. 19 years old. You can only imagine what that does to the mindset of a child that's trained as a professional ballerina. 5 years later, she's invited to compete in China's fifth national special performing arts competition for people with disabilities, and she won the gold medal. And what this did was, the success gave her hope to return to the real stage, as you want to call it, and not special disabilities. She met 4 years later a 21-year-old man, who had lost a leg in a car accident when he was 4, and he was in the process of being trained as a cyclist for the National Special Olympics. Now, he'd never danced before, but the chemistry was so incredible between the two of them that she invited him to be her dance partner. And then, this is the part that just absolutely kills me. April 2009, this pair won the silver medal in China's national dance competition, second out of 7,000 competitors.
How do you dance with one leg?
I'm going to tell you something. Everyone that's listening, if you would please go to your computers and look at imperfectaction.com, you will see the most amazing duet.
Action.
It brought tears to my eyes as I watched. He uses a crutch.
With a crutch.
The two of them use the crutch together. And it's amazing.
There's a punchline probably that somebody who is scurrilous is coming up with right now. The woman who doesn't have an arm and the guy who doesn't have a leg. And they dance their way to stardom. It's really...
It's just mind-boggling.
So then let's kind of imagine trying to dance without... When you're dancing, you normally think of people who put their arms around one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of at least the dancing that I remember, maybe many of you remember, learning from Miss Mackey's 8th grade dance class. You put your... So how do you do that with one arm and not two? And then the leg, though, is more, it would seem more impossible to imagine doing.
I thought so, too. That's why I was so compelled to go look at this video. Mm-hmm. She, you know, the camera plays on her good side.
Right.
So obviously the person that is videotaping is trained in taping this couple. Mm. But to see what they do with the crutch, she climbs up the crutch. He is so steady on his foot that it looks like it's just normalcy. But even beyond normalcy, it's beautiful.
One of the things that I talk about in terms of motivation every day is how you can take one element of your life and make it better and each day build on it. Imagine what you can learn from these people about what you do each day to approach the various tasks that you have. And maybe you have all your faculties. Maybe you have, I mean, I know people who function without all their fingers. There are some people, you know, who have various problems. But to be as, I guess, direct as these people were at confronting the problem and achieving something that was pretty overwhelming, it's more than most people could imagine. Although I think if you use your imagination, you probably could open yourself up to achieving the same kind of thing. We all have obstacles to overcome, right?
Yes, we do. Some worse than others. But I think the bottom line is you can't ever let anything stop you from your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, and what is the definition of perfection? I mean, it's so broad.
It is. Well, we often think of this person as the perfect person. There's no such thing, really, as perfection. I don't. I think we strive for it. We don't get it. We frustrate ourselves because there's no such thing as perfection.
That's right. And we all, as you said, we have to keep our minds open because we're constantly changing. Our thought process, our definition of perfection, our dreams. You know, I just recently spoke to an 18-year-old boy who swears he wants to be a surgeon. He's wanted to be a surgeon since he was 12. And I smiled and I said, listen, that's a beautiful dream, but you must keep your mind open to change. Because at my age, I'm changing. We all reinvent ourselves. We all have to learn to make the best of the situation we're in. This couple just outdid themselves.
They taught me that what I'm doing today, what you're doing today, will make a big difference in where you end up tomorrow, how you approach these things. What a great story. Thank you. Mm-hmm. In a moment, the story of a new superhero. It's 15 past the hour.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter-inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Are we back?
Yes.
Oh, boy. It's Robin Marshall with Doug Steffen. We have just the most amazing stories to tell you. And this one, Doug, involves a man on a New York City subway. And I'm going to let you tell the story because I'm so close to this situation. Being from New York, I've been in a million of these predicaments that I should have kept my mouth shut many a time.
Whatever.
Hard to believe, but...
Yeah, that is hard to believe. I want to sing, "Here He Comes to Save the Day." This is a story of Charles Sonder, who is a Brooklyn architect. He has become New York's new superhero because of what has been described by the news media as a pretty calm intervention. He got into the middle of an argument between a man and a woman, and as is the case with so many of these stories now, you won't find the stories presented by the news media, but if you go nosing around on the internet, you can find as oftentimes the stories take on a life of their own. Somebody posts it on a blog, or somebody will put it up on YouTube, and bingo. So here's the story. This guy's from Rhode Island. He was sitting there snacking away. These two got into a fight, and it was physical. And he sort of creates, if you look at the video, he creates a DMZ of sorts. And because he gets in the middle of it, the argument stops. And he's just sitting there, kind of chewing away on his Pringles and... and with a straight face.
While he's intervening.
Yeah.
He never stops eating.
No, nothing. Yeah.
That's the part I can believe.
Yeah. But isn't it interesting that something like this would get the kind of attention that it has? This guy's gotten 50 marriage proposals from women who've seen the story online.
It doesn't hurt that he's not bad looking, too.
Yeah, But
the fact that he took it upon himself to jump in because he felt it was getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just have to say this. Most New Yorkers would not do that.
Right.
They would switch cars
mm-hmm.
before they would jump in.
Move away from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But what it does is bring about, in the smaller microcosm of a single world where there's a husband and wife or two people having an argument, maybe you could use this, think about it, in terms of your boss or in the bigger world. Why can't we do these sorts of things? We have problems between nations. Why can't we, why can't
step
there be
in
something like this that gets in the way
mm-hmm.
and people kind of calm down a little bit?
We should always
everybody
step
count
in
to 10.
That's right.
Robin and Doug here.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's 23 after the hour. Robin Marshall, Doug Steffen have smiles on our faces because I know I'm going to Robin's house later to help her divvy up the money that she has found.
She found some money.
Money.
Can you imagine?
Money.
Seriously, now listen. You know that feeling when you buy a new house? Not even a new house. Just for you, it's a new house. And after you close on the house, you walk around and you're looking, you're examining it as you would for the first time because now it's yours. It's just that wonderful, overwhelming, exhilarating feeling that you own this piece of property. So imagine this man is walking around his house and he goes into his workshop in the garage, his workshop, and he looks up. If something catches his eye, it looks like a piece of carpeting that's sticking out of the ceiling. He felt it was strange. He pulls on it and an access panel to the attic pops open. He grabs a ladder, climbs up, and his eyes are adjusting to the dark and he sees this metal container that he recognized as a World War II ammo box because his grandfather used to own some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he opens the lid and freaks when he sees several rolls of money all tied up with, like, orange twine. And he's thinking, oh, my God, I just found, like, $800 in this box. How awesome is this? But it gets better because there was more than one box of money. He found seven boxes filled to the brim with money plus two black trash bags filled with cash. All in all, it came to about $45,000. And he's thinking in his head, I can use this to fix up my house. You know, I can adopt the kid I wanted to adopt. I can help my 7- and 4-year-old. All these fantasies are going through his head. And in the meantime, the other angel on the other shoulder is saying, no, I have to return this to the prior owners. So he gets in touch with the owners. I don't know if I would do it. I don't know if you would do it, Doug. But he gets in touch with the owners.
Uh-uh.
He returns the money. And it turned out that they had recently inherited the house, so they'd never really gone through the house. And in the shop, in the garage, they found these rolls of orange twine that they had used to roll up the money. And the kids that owned the house, grown-ups, and him, they all felt that maybe the parents had saved this money for those children. Mm-hmm. So the moral of this story in that man's mind, by giving back the $45,000, he felt he did the right thing because he taught his children a lesson.
The thing about these stories, each one of them you have to sort of take on their own face value. Here's the story. You've got to dig around a little bit. And, you know, if it if they didn't remember. I mean, there were some people who would test them. Do you know what was up in your attic?
That's right.
Or did you have anything special? Do you know anything? What was... You could go around and around, and if you really didn't want to have them... You know, if they knew it was their money and they knew it was... Oh, he forgot it. But if you don't give them any real hints... And they have to work at it, and then you know that it was there for some other purpose, then maybe it's a lesson well taught. I think that sometimes people, I was thinking about that waitress that gave back the $12,000, or she didn't give it back. She was wondering, remember the story about the crime guy that left a $12,000 tip in the diner, and the police confiscated it because it smelled like marijuana, and then she got it back again, and... She went out to the guy and said, "This is your money, left it." No, he says, "Okay, you keep it." And so she did, but she made the effort to give it back. I think this proves what these people went through in this house and what that woman went through proves to me that there are far many more honest people in the world than we think. We all think, oh, man. I think most people have a conscience.
I think
most people do the right thing.
I agree. Yeah. And it feels good to be honest every once in a while, doesn't it?
Well, I'm honest most of the time. I don't know about you. Robin and Doug at 28 after the hour.
Grandpa!
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Stephen and Robin Marshall, good morning.
Good day.
Very funny. Way to get it in there, Doug.
Young loves becoming old loves. The rate of successful marriages in our country, and it's not as bad here as it is even in some other places. Some South American countries have 67% failure. We have about 50-some-odd percent of first marriages failing. 67% of second marriages fail. 74% of third marriages end in divorce.
So why would you go for the third with those statistics? That's the killer.
You wonder sometimes why you even go for the first. Until you hear stories like the saga of Eunice and Lloyd Floyd. When I saw this first, I thought it was Lloyd Floyd. Mm-hmm. But it's Lloyd Ford and Eunice. She was 17. He was 19. They were married in secret late one night by a Baptist preacher in Paris. Eunice had her aunt with her, left her parents' home under the pretense of going to a show in town, but instead she met up with Lloyd, and they eloped. Again, she's 17, he's 19. This is the night of April 9th, 1929.
Love it.
Today, Lloyd is 102. Eunice is 100. They celebrated their 83rd wedding anniversary the last week or so. They still live in the home where they have had their children. Matter of fact, I guess one of their children lives next door to them. They still remember the very early days of their getting together. This is the story, the idea of people and how they meet. I'm a great believer in there are no accidents.
Me too.
people get together or things happen because they are supposed to. And when you look at the background of parents and the grandparents and people, you know, in the old days, Robin, families, it goes back to my father and his grandmother, and I don't know how, but my mother's side was kind of the same thing. My father was an orphan, and he grew up with his aunts, and they lived all in the same house. Everybody in the family, there were 19 of them, cousins, uncles, aunts, sisters, they all lived in the same house. And so there was this, and many people who came here from the quote-unquote old country moved in so that there would be a lot of people. These people happened to be all from Belgium, so they all lived in the same block, this from this town, and then other people from another town lived next door to them, so that they had a familiarity and a comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that isn't what sort of, when you see these things around you and you grow up around this acceptance, you see these people, I think those people earlier on seemed to live happier and simpler lives. And so when they were married for 40, 50, 60 years, it wasn't a big deal. And well, I wonder if that isn't some of the influence here.
I believe so. And also, if you think about, you know, these statistics that you threw out a couple minutes ago, 100 years ago, people didn't live past,
right,
you know, 50 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the norm. So to be married for 30 or 40 years was almost nil.
Mm-hmm.
they just weren't living that long. But today we have so many options and so many choices and so many things available just online.
Yep.
The temptation is huge.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, yeah. Women and men working together. If you go back to when Lloyd and Eunice started to go together, isn't that what they used to, started to go together? And they started talking about getting married pretty quickly on. They would talk about how their families accepted or didn't accept each other. And they were happy to talk about their 83 years of marriage. They said they never had a fight. They would get angry with one another, but they never fought about anything. She said that if he got on to her, she'd walk off.
Right.
But they didn't quarrel. Mm-hmm. Now, how many of us can say that about our marriages?
My first take on that is walk off. I would not come back. But I think she did make a very strong point in that, you know, even with our children, I was taught very early on, when you are angry at your child or your husband, go into the bathroom, lock the door, and just stand there.
Right.
For at least a minute. Just let yourself calm down, because the things that come out of our mouths immediately are the things that we regret later.
The business about ego and how one seems today to be taught, we have all of this stuff going on. You know, I'm a great believer, frankly, in therapy. Mental therapy is very important. Emotional therapy, being in touch with yourself, really is important stuff. These people didn't think it through that way when they were, you know, this is a couple that's been together for 83 years. The world has changed so much, as we've said before, so many different influences, that you almost need to have some kind of intervention. I don't want it to sound too psychobabbly, but I do think that sometimes today we need help. Sometimes we are not good at figuring out our own problems and how to solve them,
right,
which is the number one best way of doing it. But if you can't bring up the skills to fix problems, then go find somebody who can, if it's worthwhile. If you don't think the relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's problems between blood, mothers and their children, or fathers and their children, or people at work that you can't get along with. I mean, all of these things usually are artificially created.
Mm-hmm. It helps to have a very smart best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's somebody you can talk to.
Yeah.
You have to have a fresh set of ears throughout your life, and most often, they're not your own.
Spending time together, people that work together, I don't know enough about these folks, Eunice and Lloyd, whether they work together, in terms of how they spent their time during the day. A lot of couples who work together are extraordinarily successful in marriage. Some people who are around each other all the time aren't. I think if you're a good match, then being together ought to be fun. I mean, you need to have some space. I know a couple that spends time, they work together a lot, and on weekends they often go their own separate ways. Husband plays golf or does this, and the wife goes over here and does that. And so maybe they get together for dinner on Saturday night. Maybe they don't. But it isn't so that the problem is the news media in our country, Robin, tries to shape things into one form. And we have these, even the people that write books and magazine articles, this is the perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean? It may be okay for person X with person Y, but person A and person B are different. They're different beings.
Mm-hmm.
Everything works differently. So in that circumstance,
there's no set rule.
No.
The only thing we can do to perfect our marriages is to try.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it involves, as I think we spoke earlier in the week, it involves effort.
Yep.
And the word work associated with marriage, yes, you have to put some work into it. Because nothing comes easy after the first year. We all know that if we've been married. Go out on a date. Buy your wife some roses. Make your husband his favorite meal. Send the kids out somewhere else so you have some alone time. There, you have to make the effort.
If you want to.
Yeah.
You got to want to. You can't make this an artificial hoo-ha.
Right.
It's got to be that you want to do it. And if you don't, people tease me all the time about my remedy is divorce. If you can't figure out, why would you be miserable? People that stay together for the children are crazy.
Yeah, they are. Because
children
can bounce back a lot faster than we can.
Right. I mean, my children used to tell my former wife and me that they couldn't imagine what life would have been like if the two of us stayed together. But yet, we were great friends. We loved each other. We adored each other.
Uh-huh.
But we were horrible as a couple.
Yes.
And that
tends to happen an awful lot. I feel very badly for people that get stuck. If you do try and you really make that effort and you both realize that it is a mistake. I mean, listen, nobody is a soothsayer that can predict what's going to happen when you put the ring on each other's fingers from day one. But when you reach the point of no return and you both realize it's not happening, why would you stay? If there's money, okay, we all go through
the
it.
Golden
divide
handcuffs.
It up. Yeah, yes. Divide it up. Let the children be a part of the situation so there's no surprises. Explain to them, as they're intelligent beings, you gave birth to them or you participated. They have to be smart kids. They'll get it. And make it an adventure. I'm not trying to say, make light of it, but you can't stay in a marriage if it's not worth staying.
Mm. End of story.
Yes.
April is Animal Cruelty Prevention Month. An item or two in terms of thinking about how far would you go to save an animal, maybe is a good way to focus on what we will be talking about in a moment here.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And are you having fun? If you are not having fun, then you are doing it wrong. Because when we do something wrong, we get stressed out. We get anxiety. We lose our self-confidence. We lose our self-esteem. But when we have fun, we know that we are doing something right. They absolutely work together. Now, we're not going to be doing everything right every time, but the fun is taking those steps, taking those baby steps or giant leaps, whichever one we want. And when we do that and we make progress step by step by step, we sit back and we say, my gosh, that was fun. I want to do more of it. Fun brings smiles. Fun brings happiness. Funds are the right thing to do. And I use the word funds plurally because that's the right word to say. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Living better, that's a very good idea. Robin Marshall is a good liver. Maybe she has a good liver.
Man, you stuck it to me twice already today.
Robin and Doug with a... remember that song, From a Distance?
Yes.
Who did that? Was that Bette Midler?
Bette Midler, yeah.
All right. So then this maybe fits into that category.
There was a couple that, you know, we all try and stay in shape. And this couple was walking and heard a noise on the side of the road. This is in Hawaii. And... looked over and saw a couple of plastic bags in the bushes, but heard whimpering, faint whimpering, and went closer, took a better look, and opened up the bag and found 14 newborn puppies covered in bugs and fleas and blood. How a person can do this, I don't know. Six of them were already dead, but this man and his wife grabbed the survivors, took them to a nearby vet, and two died within the first 24 hours. But then what they did was they bottle-fed, constant love, constant attention, round the clock. They nursed the other six back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Labrador retrievers, German pointers, mixtures. They found four homes for four of the puppies. They still have two that are up for adoption. They're all up to date on their shots. How in the world does somebody take life, throw it in a bag, and throw it in the bushes?
Well, there's that question. There's also a lesson here, it seems to me. This is a great... I would love to have had small children and bring them this story. Mm-hmm. And maybe because I have a farm, it's easier for me to imagine how animals can be taken care of by humans, because mm-hmm. we take the calves when they come away from the cows, and we become their parents. You can, and that's what happened to these dogs. They became the dogs became wards of the parents, and the parents, the human beings, became their
abusers.
Well, there were abusers on one side, and then there are the lovers on the other side. And
yes.
you know, depending on your spiritual belief, if you believe in God or infinite intelligence or a power greater than we are, there's a reason for all these beings, and so whether they die or they live, if you can do something to help another creature live. Remember that book, All Creatures Great and Small, by that vet?
Yes.
His name I can't remember. But mm-hmm. I think that having children and animals together, learning, teaching children about life through animals, here's a perfect way that you can help these poor little defenseless creatures to have a life. And
right.
That's really the bigger, stronger people are supposed to be here to help those who are not as big and strong and need help. We are all here to help.
That's right. And
that's a great lesson here in this.
And
Robin,
good talking with you today, Doug.
It's always a pleasure having a chat with you. Robin Marshall, Doug Steffen here at 51 past the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
An effort to stop the flow of oil market manipulation. Is it too little, too late? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's first check out those prices at the pump. Grab the nozzle and let's go.
Oh, fill it up. Go ahead.
And as we start pumping, we look at the latest AAA National Gas Price Survey, which, as of today, shows a gallon of regular averaging just under $3.90 nationwide, which is down almost 2 cents a gallon from a week ago. Industry experts seem to be in agreement that if there's no cataclysmic geopolitical upheaval, such as a worsening situation with Iran, gas prices will likely hold steady and then drop as we reach the summer months. But that's only an educated guess. Meanwhile, with gas prices still very high, despite the recent drop, President Obama has announced the administration is boosting oversight of energy markets with an eye on possible manipulation and market rigging.
We can't afford a situation where speculators artificially manipulate markets by buying up oil, creating the perception of a shortage, and driving prices higher, only to flip the oil for a quick profit.
And as with any White House initiative, the president called on Congress to get involved to help stop any market manipulation.
I call on Congress to pass a package of measures to crack down on illegal activity and hold accountable those who manipulate the market for private gain at the expense of millions of working families.
Which is all well and good, but will this bring down the price of gas? Some are saying the president should have made this move months ago. Others are saying the mere fact the president is now addressing this issue might be just enough to spook speculators and others who control the market and could lead to price declines. In past administrations, the mere threat of a probe into price manipulation or talk of opening the spigot on the Strategic Oil Preserve has been enough to stop price spikes in their tracks. Whether this has any impact this time around remains to be seen. Even the president admits solving the energy problem takes time. It's something he has said before.
There are no quick fixes to this problem.
And that is something we already know. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
It was a banner day on Wall Street. The Dow with a 194-point jump up to 13,116. S&P up 21 points. NASDAQ shot up 54. Crude oil prices also increased $1.33 a barrel, finishing up at $104.26. It was the final flight of the Space Shuttle Discovery, and what a flight it was. The Discovery, riding piggyback on top of a 747, left the Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday and hours later landed at Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. with a low flyby of the National Mall and other sites in D.C. Many people on the ground stopping and staring in awe. The Discovery will eventually become part of the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum after traveling more than 140 million miles in space on 39 missions. And finally, a few words about what some of us waited to the very last day to do. Could we get the Beatles in here to bring an appropriate tune? Yes, this year's tax deadline was April 17th. Yesterday, there were plenty of us who waited until yesterday to do our returns and then file them. The IRS says about 30% of Americans file right on the deadline day or get a six-month extension. Now, the folks at TurboTax have released a list of the top tax-procrastinating cities. Number one is San Francisco, followed by New York City. And in New York, plenty of tax filers who filed at the main Farley Post Office along 8th Avenue yesterday. Let's ask this guy. Why did you wait so long?
I owe them money.
Ah, you owe them money.
So it doesn't make sense for me to be paying them early.
And that does make sense. How about you? You're standing here around dinner time on tax deadline day, mailing your taxes.
This is good for me. I'm usually here at the last minute of the last day. So I came early today.
And no doubt he'll barely make it in time for his own funeral, which we hope is not for many years to come. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best a record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
For years.